re-envisioning the City of Streams on this moment of Indiana history. Prior to 1870, Indianapolis had no real parks beyond several open green spaces. Although the city acquired Garfield Park in 1874, it sat fallow for the next few decades. Various proposals for a system of parks and boulevards along the great waterways of Indianapolis went nowhere. Ventures to develop Riverside and Brookside parks became campaign fodder for the 1899 mayoral race, out of suspicion that real estate speculators were responsible for their site selection. When the Indianapolis Parks Department hired George Kessler in 1908, the world-famous planner was tasked not only with transforming the urban landscape, but convincing the populace of the value of a system of greenways. The celebrated architect of the grounds for the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis, Kessler had also designed park systems for Memphis, Dallas, and Mexico City, among other major cities. In Indianapolis, Kessler bemoaned the city's hands-off attitude toward growth, while raving about the Mile Square with its splendid diagonal thoroughfares reaching out from the business center. Embracing the potential of the city's rivers and streams, Kessler proposed that White River, Fall Creek, Pleasant Run, and Pogue's Run be connected by a series of wide scenic boulevards, and that the entire system culminate in a park extending westward from the Capitol Building to the White River. After redesigning Garfield, Riverside, and University Parks, Kessler died unexpectedly following surgery in 1923. His final project, posthumously completed, is still known as Kessler Boulevard. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.